Up ahead after traffic and weather.
Tips on how to handle Thanksgiving invitations and the unvaccinated. I'm Matt Small.
It's 7:17.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
Now, this can be a tricky question. How should you deal with family and friends who may not be invited to Thanksgiving gatherings because they didn't get their shots?
Being upfront, being honest, being authentic, but making sure that you still keep that relationship solid.
Diane Gottsman, founder of the Protocol School of Texas, adds,
if this is a friend or a family member that means something to you, I think it's really important to follow up with them, not just drop it and leave it at that.
She says when explaining to someone that they're not included this year due to their lack of vaccination, stay respectful, be non-judgmental, and watch your tone of voice.
The way we deliver this message is going to have a big influence on how they receive it.
More advice from Gottsman can be found at WTOP.com. Matt Small, WTOP News.
It's 8:22 now. Have you decided not to invite a friend or loved one to Thanksgiving because they won't get a coronavirus vaccine? An etiquette expert has some advice on how best to handle that.
Even people within the same family have different feelings and thoughts about the vaccination.
And Protocol School of Texas founder Diane Gottsman says everyone has to set their own boundaries.
The best thing to do under these circumstances right now is just be honest, be thoughtful, respectful when you have that conversation with someone.
She says it'll likely cause some hard feelings over not being invited, but
the way we deliver this message is going to have a big influence on how they receive it.
More advice from Gottsman can be found at WTOP.com. Matt Small, WTOP News.